Thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the life that you've given to our soul that we have in Jesus Christ that makes our life not property, a freedom. Because we don't have to hold on tenaciously and have things here. We can enjoy what we have in anticipation of eternity. Father, we praise you for the God you are, and now we pray that your Spirit will open our eyes to the things that you would have us to see in regard to the book of Revelation that we're in the midst of studying. Father, we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Gary, I'm going to have it higher because I'm just going to talk. I'm not going to scream, shout, and holler. Okay, page 57. Does everybody have a page 57? First thing I did was raise my voice. God, I heard that laughter. Do you not have one, Gene? Okay, let me get you one. Here, what would I do with them? Just a minute. Let me think. Right here. Got it? Does everybody have one now? You did one, okay. Got here and put them out for everyone, but let's sure we get it. There you go, John. You betcha. You have one? Okay. There we go. Okay, page 57. Understanding the book of Revelation. Grasping the book of Revelation. People, when we get through a section 2, which we're starting tonight, it is my hope and my intention that you will have an unbelievable grasp of this book. That's why the word grasp is there. I want to talk about this for a moment and understanding the book of Revelation and grasping. I thought about making these two different pages, but anyway, let's talk for a moment about understanding.